Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Power Rangers is a fascinating show. It is not really about violence. What the Power Rangers is about, I mean, and America has nothing to do with this. This show is done in Japan and pilfered, taken apart and put back together in the United States with some American faces on it. Hmm. What the Power Rangers is about is human evolution. And it's about the way that technology plays a role in the evolution of human beings forward in time. What it is five kids in order to fight the evolutionary past, which is these dinosaurs that come at them in rubber suits. They have to come together as a little group being of five little kids. Through technology, they become part of this one big robot that does all this good stuff. You know, it's about the proper use of technology to come together as a communal entity and fight against, you know, this Darth Vader figure, this guy who abused technology and is now, he's up on the moon, he's stuck, hooked up to all these old apparatus just to breathe. I mean, it's really youth who understands how to move through technology and how technology can bring people together fighting against those who would dominate with it.
I've never seen Power Rangers myself. My son is only three, so maybe we should be talking about Barney. But
Barney's really fascinating. I mean, Barney is very encouraging to adults. What Barney is about is teaching kids how to deal with adults. Barney, and this is why everyone hates it, Barney is us. Barney's the one adult in this room with five or six little kids. And he teaches them things, and he's very patronizing, and he's very silly. But he means well, and he's just a dinosaur, and that's what we are. We are the evolutionary past. Our kids have evolved past us, but they're willing to deal with us and willing to take what we can offer them, and it's really teaching them how to be tolerant of how silly we are.